Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 58. This will be published on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Before I begin discussing today's topic, I just want to make a note that on my podcast page, you will see a link that states support the show today. And when you click on the link, it leads to my Venmo page. And just for clarification, my Venmo ID is Xena Romanova. So thank you all for tuning in, subscribing, and supporting my podcast. All right, today's topic, this was actually a request from an individual on Facebook. I had posted, I said, what would you all like to hear on my next podcast episode? And this one particular individual stated bloopers. So I said, wow, that's a great idea. Let me discuss some funny stories. So today's topic, funny stories, bloopers. So story time. This happens to be, this particular story took place, I want to say in 2006 or 2007, one of those years. But it was in the past, and this involved a previous slave of mine and I. We had a shoot in the suburbs with another company, fetish company that shoots in the suburbs, and we happened to get lost in the fucking cornfield. And I had these directions. I didn't have GPS at the time or a cell phone that provided GPS. I printed out these directions from MapQuest. And I told the slave, I said, okay, you're supposed to be helping me with these directions. I was driving and I ended up in the damn cornfield. So then I called up the videographer, like, hey, where are you? We're lost in this cornfield. And finally, after 30 minutes, we found the videographer's home by luck and by good directions from him. And I told the slave at the time, I said, you're going to get punished for this. So this video, it was supposed to be erotic face sitting. Well, like I said to him, I said, you're going to be punished for this. Okay, let me get to the video. The video involved another female actress and I and my slave. And I had tied his wrists, tied his ankles to the bedpost, spread eagle, with his face up. He was wearing a hood to disguise his identity on cam, and she was very, very, very eager to sit on his face. She was, actually, I went first to sit on his face in the video, so I was sitting on his face for I don't know how many minutes to suffocate him, to tease him, to deny him. I was wearing panties, and then it was her turn. And then all of a sudden, within maybe a minute or two, you hear this loud fart. This loud, continuous fart. And then I just bursted out laughing, and the videographer just burst out laughing. She bursts out laughing, and then the slave is just like his I'll never forget this because it was so hysterical and so, like, I was in disbelief, but I was just cracking up. He was nodding his head back and forth because he was in total disgust. And I said, I told you I'd get you for this, for getting us lost in the cornfield. And her fart, like, okay, the videographer had a cut because we were just all cracking up laughing. And I just left my slave on the bed, just in total, like he was in total shock that she farted in his face. And the smell of her fart just stayed in the room for so many minutes. And then finally I said, you got a fan to air this? And then so the woman said, well, yeah, I had a a slice of cheese pizza beforehand. I said, oh, no wonder. And so that was his punishment for getting us lost in the cornfield. Although I was driving, but he was supposed to assist with providing directions and not getting us lost. And yeah, I'll never forget that. And especially him wiggling like on the bed, just like, oh. And I just like the laughter just filled the room as well as her fart. So if somebody out there is into fart fetish, boy, that would be your dream. And no, I don't remember who the actress was, nor will I give a name. And I don't remember her name. I vaguely remember what she looked like, but she enjoyed herself sitting on his face and then blowing one out. All right. Next story. This is for my this was for my video company, Bizarre Cinema. This video was hysterical to shoot. It was called The Rubber Chicken. The Rubber Chicken video, oh boy. So I had another slave at the time. He expressed his interest in being in my video. So I said, okay. And so I dressed him up in this green, lime green teddy, put a wig on him, put lipstick on his lips, I believe. And then I grabbed the rubber chicken and I said, okay, fuck the rubber chicken on cam. And so he did. And I said, okay, you have to cluck for me. So he's fucking the rubber chicken and he's clucking, cluck, 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 cluck. And the videographer was trying not to laugh. And I was just bursting out laughing because it was so hysterical. It was like his clucking was hysterical and how he looked dressed up in this silly outfit. It was more like a humiliation kind of video, obviously. So then I said, I'm going to send this video to Tosh.0. And Tosh.0 was a show, I believe, on Comedy Central. And I said, it would be so hilarious if they accepted this video because this Tosh.0 would air all kinds of weird, funny videos on his show. And sadly, I never got a response, and my video was not. Was not aired, I believe. I would have received an email saying, congratulations, we're going to air this rubber chicken video. So that was pretty funny. And this other video called Every Man's Dream, also filmed on Bizarre Cinema, and this was a another ass fetish video. And so it was my friend and I. She was another dom in Chicago, and we were both oiling each other's beautiful butts on cam. And then all of a sudden, she farted. And then the cameraman just, the videographer just shouted out, "Cut!" So he had to step away to try to get some fresh air. And the smell another fart fetish dream. So yeah, and yes, there is such a thing called fart fetish. Don't judge, but that is a thing where individuals get turned on by women farting. That's their turn on, that's their fetish. But my friend Chanel, she just had a blow a fart, and I just burst out laughing. And then she started laughing. He had to walk away because the smell was so nauseating. And then I was like, "Oh my God, this really stinks." And I think again, I think I had to get a fan to air out the room. That was hilarious, though. And another film for Bizarre Cinema. Back Alley Beatdown. And this was with Ashtray Tom and I. And this was, I want to say, in 2010 or 2011. And this was in an alley. And it was in broad daylight. Nobody was around. And basically, it had to do with me kicking Ashtray Tom's ass. I kicked his ass. And I was punching his stomach, slapping him in the face, humiliating him in public, although I thought nobody was around. And then all of a sudden, okay, so it was in the back of the alley, and right there, like, there's a studio, and it's a karate studio next to the, how do I explain it? It was right by where we were shooting the video, by the alley, and I didn't know we had an audience of one person, and it happened to be the owner of this karate studio, and he's watching me kicking Ashtray Tom's ass, and I'm just giving it all I got. Slapping him in the face, pulling his hair, pulling his hair, pulling his ears, kicking him in the nuts, punching him in the stomach. Very physical humiliation on Tom's part. So the teacher, the owner from the karate studio, watches this and then he says, "Is that it? Harder." Like encouraging me to really, really do it harder on. I mean, I was doing it pretty hard on Ashtray Tom, slapping him pretty hard, kicking him pretty hard, punching him very hard. And he's like, "That's it?" And yeah, that caught me by surprise, and that just made me chuckle. And yeah, that was funny. And then he went back into the studio because I think he went to the alley to smoke a cigarette, and then he watched this, and then yeah, that was that. And no, Ashtray Tom was not injured. And with physical humiliation, I usually for the cam, I tell the participants that are into that. I said, "Okay, you have to cue me, and your cue will be the code word or the code sign. Like, for instance, you could just tell me banana, just say banana, or say red or mercy, and then we'll cut the footage or cut the shoot and give you a break." And but Ashtray Tom is such a trooper; he'll just take it on cam and just take a good beating, and he took it pretty good. All right, this next video again for Bizarre Cinema called The Double Dong. Oh boy. So actually, yes, it had to do with a double dong. This movie is called Cellmates Part 4. So a double dong is a 12-inch dildo. And on each end is the head of a dick. And I had two slaves, kneel, in the video. And this is only on video. And yeah, this double dong, it was either 12 or 16 inches. I don't know who's counting. But this was inside, not outside, of course. This was inside in the privacy of the dungeon. And this was, I want to say, again in like 2010 or something, or 2011. Anyway, so one end of the dick is in the slave's ass, and the other end of the dick is in the other slave's ass. And so on cam, I said, "Okay, fuck each other. Fuck each other's asses," or something like that. So they're riding the dick, riding each other's asses, doggy style, on all fours, the two slaves. And then all of a sudden, the one slave, the dick just pops out. And then the camera, the videographer says, "Okay, cut." And I'm like, "What? What?" And then I look, and there's shit on the dick. I'm like, "Oh And that aroma just was like so nauseating. I said to the slave, I said, "Okay, that's it. You were supposed to give yourself an enema beforehand, and there's shit on the dick. What's up with that?" And so I believe he had to go to the bathroom, and I had to edit that part out because nobody wants to see a shitty dick on cam. Come on. I mean, unless it's somebody's fetish, but I did not want to see this particular particular shot in this clip. And yeah, and then I think we did Cellmates Part 5, and I can't remember exactly what I did in that clip. I think oh, I can't remember. It's in my store, Bizarre Cinema, if you would like to watch smut, erotic, kinky videos that I've directed and produced and acted in. And yeah. Yeah, now I'm curious. Like, no, I think it was a 12-inch dildo. Like I said, I don't know who's counting. But after that, I think I threw out the double dong. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm so disgusted. And that smell was just like, ugh, gross. And the other slave was like, oh, yes, that's right. In the video, before they had to fuck each other, they had to suck the dick. One slave on one end of the dick and the other slave on the other end of the dick, and they had to orally suck the dick and then get fucked by the dick, and that was that. Yeah. All right, next video. Tickle Me, I'm Irish, with Lady Maria Nye and Tickle Tom. And basically, this was filmed before St. Patty's Day. And we dressed up Tickle Tom in a leprechaun outfit. So a hat, a bow, that's all I had. A hat and a bow. A green hat and a green bow on Tickle Tom. And Lady Maria and I were tickling him nonstop. And then I said, basically, he was supposed to be a leprechaun in the video. So I said, "Where's the gold, Tickle Tom? Is it up your ass?" So I slipped on a rubber glove, and then I looked at Tickle Tom's face, and his face was in such terror because he was watching me slowly slip on this rubber glove. And then all of a sudden, Maria and I just busted out laughing. Because his face was so terrified. And no, I did not shove a finger up his ass. It was a tickle. It was a tickle fetish shoot. And yeah, that was fun. And another video that Maria and I did with Tom was she had an idea. This was a medical fetish clip. I can't remember the clip name. It's somewhere on Bizarre Cinema. And she she had this idea. She said, "Xena, guess what? I brought a piece of ginger." I said, "Oh, a piece of ginger." And then I said, "Oh, okay." So basically, in the video, She wanted to put this piece of ginger in Tickle Tom's urethra. And he took it. He took the discipline, he took the punishment of having ginger in his dick. And I think it was my turn to put first, she went first, and then I slipped on my rubber gloves, placed the little piece of ginger inside of his pee hole, and he was moaning, and then the videographer was like, "Okay, cut." So the videographer had to step away because when I would do like videos, medical fetish videos or CBT videos that involved anything in the pee hole, like sounds or more sounds, the videographer would actually feel lightheaded and nauseous. So the videographer would have to step away and have fresh air, have a sip of water, because that's just a hard limit for him to witness this while filming. And usually I would give a notice beforehand. I would say, okay, I'm gonna do this on video, that on video, this on video, and that on video, and the actors slash slaves would know of this as well. So let's just say watching Ginger in Tickle Tom's pee hole made the videographer very lightheaded. So I said, okay, take a seat, have some water. And the videographer was such a trooper for this, for shooting this, and for shooting all the videos that involved sound. So I applaud him, as well as the slaves that love to take it on cam. And also with the ginger video, let's just say the aroma of ginger filled the air. All right, the next video, again on Bizarre Cinema, my bunny wet himself. And this was filmed before Easter Sunday, and basically I had a slave at the time who enjoyed public humiliation. And for this particular video, I had bunny ears on his head. And he also, with the public humiliation, he really loved was pissing himself and having women notice this piss on his jeans, his light blue jeans. So this took place on the corner of Belmont and Clark in Chicago, right before Easter. And he had bunny ears, and I said, "Okay, stand on the corner, and now you're gonna piss yourself." And this was all caught on film because he loved being in my videos, and he loved showing off for the videos as well as the public. So he he thought he was going to see like a woman, like in his mind, he envisioned a woman taking notice and then him getting laughed at in his face. But instead, there were a group of dudes going south on Clark Street, and they shouted out from their car. He said, "Hey, you pissed yourself." And I just bursted out laughing because, yeah. This was in broad daylight, and it was, gosh, I don't remember what year it was, but it was broad daylight, and that's his kink, is that type of public humiliation. And I was like, yes, I got it on film. And then I believe I cut the part out where the dudes from the vehicle shouted that out. So, and that was that. All right, next video, another one for Bizarre Cinema called Fucking a Blow Up Doll. Another humiliating video. This involved Christina and I and Rico Suave, the blow up doll. And basically, Christina had to fuck this rubber blow up doll on cam, doggy style. And now I'm wondering what the hell happened to Rico Suave, the blow up doll. I don't know if I just gave him to Christina or not. It's like, here you go, all yours. And yeah, so Rico Suave was a blow up doll with a mustache. And yeah, luckily Christina didn't break him. But now I'm wondering what the hell happened to Rico Suave and why I named it Rico Suave. I have no idea. I could have named him Ted or Tim or Tom or Joe or or Jim, but I looked at it and I'm like, okay, that's Rico Suave. That's my new doll. But I think I gave him away or I broke him or yeah. Yeah, that was that. Another video. Let's see, I'll share one more video because I Bizarre Cinema, like it's smut, it's edgy, it's shocking, it's erotica, it's femdom, it's kink, it's sexual. But it's more like I named it Bizarre Cinema because a lot of the videos are bizarre and shocking and fun. And then a lot of them, I look at the videos and I just start laughing and they're humorous. Some of them are very humorous, especially the humiliation videos, the tickle fetish videos. Yeah. And the other one, okay, I'll share this last one called Just Plunged. Oh my God. So it was. So it involved two slaves and myself and four other doms. And basically, I had outfits prepared for these two slaves. Outfits meaning two leopard print dresses, high heels, wigs, makeup. So we were transforming these slaves into our bimbos, our cross-dressing sluts, basically. And then, so in the video, in one of the videos, it was before Just Plunged. It was another video with the two. I can't remember the title, but basically, it involved my lady friends and I dressing up the two slaves in these dresses and the wigs, applying makeup. And then I said, okay, you two have to slow dance for us. Entertain us. My girlfriends came over to be entertained, so entertain. And then I said, okay, you two have to make out with one another. So they made out with one another. And then all of a sudden, the one slave said, I can't do this. I can't do this. This is too much. I said, you consented and then now you can't do it? He said, I changed my mind. I just can't. I don't feel too good. Basically, it was the making out that just turned him completely off. I said, okay. And at the time, his girlfriend was also in the video as one of the doms in the video. So I said, okay. I asked his girlfriend, I said, would you like to go home with him? And she said, no, I'll be in the next video. And then I asked the slave that backed out. I said, "Are you going to be okay on the couch?" Making sure he's okay. He's like, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay." Gave him some water. And so then we had one slave with myself plus four. So five women and one slave. So I said, "Okay, now what are we going to do?" And so we turned to plan B. I said, "Okay, we're gonna turn this video into a gangbang." And the slave was like, "All right, you know, cool." And let's just say we tore him a new asshole. And what was so funny was that, like, he enjoyed it, and then he was like, as soon as a fist went up his ass, he's like, like the sound that he was making was so hysterical. And then I was like, on cam, I was like, oh my God, like this is like a total John Waters video. And if you don't know who John Waters is, you could look him up. But actually, yeah, John Waters. Yeah, he's a extreme, not a ex yeah, he's an extreme push your limits kind of director, and he still does movies. But I thought in my mind, I'm like, yeah, this is totally a John Waters video where five women are tag teaming on one slave, and the sound that the slave was making coming out of his mouth was so funny. And then after the shoot, I said, you know, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need to take a break?" So he had to take a break, had to take a breather. And how it looked on cam was like, wow, five women on one slave, lucky slave. All right, so next stories. So I have a couple funny session stories. Usually my sessions are confidential, and I'd like to share these couple funny ones though. And usually in sessions, when I do humiliation sessions, I tend to laugh because I find it pretty funny. Like, for instance, if somebody wants to be my human pig, I say, "Are you sure you want to be my human pig? Okay, then squeal, squeal, bitch." And then I put on a pig nose, or I say, "You sure you want to be my human puppy dog? Okay, roll over, speak, play dead." Or another sessions, I'm like, "Okay, you want to be my girlfriend? Okay, it's time to dress you up. Now you gotta dance for me. Now you gotta shake your little ass for me. Now you gotta walk around with those high heels and strut your stuff and pose for me and sound like a lady for me." And some of the cross dressers really enjoy being humiliated as well. And then there's other cross-dressers that don't like the humiliation, and to each its own. And then I'll say for the humiliation sessions with a cross-dresser, I'm like, "Okay, open wide. It's time to shut you up. Here's this ball gag or pair of dirty panties." And I'll just be like, "Okay, you talk too much. Shut the fuck up." Sniff those dirty panties. Eat those dirty panties. Not eat them, but suck on those dirty panties. And then there was this other very funny, not funny, but it was kind of shocking. This was during another session. This was, I want to say, it was around 10 years ago, but basically it was a medical fetish type of scene. And I'll never forget it because I was in total disbelief. So in the medical fetish scene, I usually incorporate giving enemas. So I gave this my medical patient an enema. So I filled the bag up completely, and he took the entire enema completely. And then I was finished giving the enema, and then he's like, "I can't hold it. I can't hold it. I can't hold it." I can't hold it. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, just breathe, breathe. I can't hold it. So I said, okay, get up from the medical table, the OBGYN table. So he hobbles to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, he really can't hold it. And there's enema water all over the fucking wooden floor. Thank God it was a wooden floor. And then he's going to the bathroom. And I'm like, dude, you are going to clean this floor. And I had him thoroughly clean the floor before resuming the session. And after he was done on the toilet, obviously, I'm like, here, you're gonna have to disinfect everywhere on the floor. And I was in total disbelief, but I still like how he was hobbling, very like, and then watching this enema water like come out of his ass. At the time, I was furious, but now I'm like, okay, that was kind of funny. And yeah, he did a good job at disinfecting the floor. And then another time, another moment where I had a hooded slave sing a song for me. He wrote this song devoted just for me, and he had to sing it wearing a hood, and he was dancing while he was singing, and how he was singing it was so fucking funny. And he was rhyming too, and I was pretty impressed. And I said, would you like for me to film this for your entertainment, or for your not for his entertainment, what did I say? I said for your resume or something like that. He's like, oh no, no, actually he did agree. He did agree for me to film it. And then he said, oh, I told him to disguise his voice as well, because he, and also he wanted to disguise his voice to disguise his identity, to wear a hood. And he did a great job singing it and rhyming, and it's pretty impressive. All right, funny stories continued. Parties, parties, oh my gosh. So I believe I told this story in a previous podcast episode, the pie fucking video. I think it was in the last episode that I recorded, and this was from reading from my book, Xena Life is a Dominatrix. And I had to write about this story because it was so like, okay, let me tell it to you. All right, this happened at one of my parties in the past, at a downtown dungeon. Basically, I had my slave at the time bring a pie to the dungeon, and then I had him fuck the pie in front of everybody. And then I was just cracking up, just cracking up, just total like, wow, he's fucking a pie in front of me and all the party guests. And people were laughing, I was laughing, his face was beet red. And then I said, okay, we're gonna film this at my home. And you're gonna buy another pie, and we're gonna film it. And basically, this slave at the time, he loved being in my videos, and he was comfortable with showing his face. I'm like, okay, that's your choice. And basically, for the next video, I think we shot this next pie video, I believe a week after the dungeon party. So I called the video "Fuck My Apple Pie." So on video, he came in the pie, and then I fed it to him. Yeah, it was a very sticky apple pie, and I got the inspiration from watching American Pie. Funny movie. Goofy, goofy but funny. Yeah. Yeah, pretty gross too, how he was fucking it. He came, then I fed it to him. Aw, nice dessert. And another party. This was not a dungeon party. This was a party I had at my home in the past in Chicago. It was actually a Super Bowl party. And I had my friends there. And we were just all, and they were all kinky friends. And we all just wanted to hang out outside of a dungeon setting. And they all came over to my home. And this was a Super Bowl party. I can't remember the teams. I can't remember that, but what I do remember was one of my friends was like, "Okay, I gotta go home to my girlfriend or something, or I gotta go, I'm tired," or something like that. And he's like, or I'm like, "Okay, I'll see you next time. Thanks for coming over." And then remaining was me and, let's see, me and four other friends that were there. And I don't know what the hell we were talking about, but the Super Bowl party turned into a turned into a show-off party. So I have no idea how this began, but what I remember was that my one friend was like, "Yeah, I got my friend at the time, he said, "Yeah, I got a new piercing." I said, "Okay, let's see your new piercing." So he drops his pants and he's got a new piercing on his balls. I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's nice." And he already had all kinds of other piercings on his dick and balls, and he just and my friends were looking and were like, they were like, "Oh wow, did that hurt? Wow." So my other friend was like, "Well, I got a tattoo." I said, "Oh, where's your new tattoo?" So he drops his pants. He got his dick tattooed. I said, "Oh, okay, that's nice." And then my other friends were like, "Oh, wow, did that hurt?" And this is supposed to be a fucking Super Bowl party, and it turned okay. And my other friend was like, "Well, I got my tits done," or something. And she shows off her tits. And then she's like, "Oh, you want to feel them? Okay, sure. Okay, there's your fake boobs. Okay. Oh wow, they feel very, very very nice. They're very nice. Very, I don't know what cup she went up to. I don't know. Double D's maybe, or something." I'm like, "Wow, beautiful." So we're all, she insisted that everybody feel on her new set of boobs. So we're like, "Okay, cool." And then the last friend at the time, she's like, "Well, you want to see this?" So she lifts her shirt and then she grabs her nipples and she's squeezing her nipples. And then all of a sudden, milk comes out of her nipples. So she's lactating. It's one of those, "Look at what I could do." So I'm like, "Wow, that is impressive." And I'm like, "This is supposed to be a Super Bowl party." So yeah, it turned out great. And then I called my friend who left, who had to go to his girlfriend or somebody. I said, "You missed it." He said, "What did I miss?" I said, "You missed this, you missed that, you missed this, you missed that." He said, "Oh man." If you would have stuck around, then you would have seen it all. But you didn't. You had to go." And he was more of a vanilla one out of the bunch, and we were all I know, I think maybe he's kinky, I don't know, but I'll never forget that because it was so, like, so random, so So bizarre and so random, but so funny at the same time. Yeah. And that was that. All my bloopers, my stories from previous parties, previous video shoots on Bizarre Cinema. Yeah. So thank you all very much for tuning in to this fun little episode 58 on Xena Life as a Dominatrix, bloopers, funny stories. I hope you all enjoyed this. And again, you're welcome to donate to my podcast. Again, for voice verification, my Venmo ID is Xena Romanova. Thank you all for tuning in to my little podcast, and have a great day.